This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Amanda Manville is joining us, Communication Director with Kansas Soybeans. And Amanda, the process is still open concerning the Kansas Soybean Commission and request for a proposal process that is going on for projects to be funded.
The window is currently open through September 30th for anyone with a research or education project related to soybeans. Anyone interested can submit a proposal for funding from the Kansas Soybean Commission. The current budgeting process is for fiscal year 2023, so the commissioners are looking for innovative projects that would run from July 1 next year through June 30th of 2023, with special arrangements available for projects that require field data to begin during the course of a growing season.
And this is also a process, Amanda, that is very thorough.
After the projects roll in, the commissioners will speak in October, look through all that's been sent in, and then select a number of the projects that have promise. And then in December, they're meeting December 2nd through 4th. And so all of the selected projects will have an opportunity to present to the commissioners to share a little more about their project. And then there's a question and answer opportunity. And then the commissioners will talk at length to figure out which project they feel best fit their priorities for the coming fiscal year.
And that's a pretty wide range of projects, too.
There are a few topics that have been named as areas of interest for the commission. So projects revolving around innovative best management practices in the field, new technology, livestock and human nutrition utilizing soybeans, new market development and international marketing, plus industrial uses. And the commissioners have also identified some successful projects from recent years as being breeding research that establishes new germplasms and varieties, industry research that brings added value to the price per bushel of soybeans, and so things like biodiesel and soybean meal in feed rations as good research projects that have been successful recently.
What is the proper way for them to get their RFP in?
If you visit our website at kansassoybeans.org/form. There's a section that has all of the forms available.
That is Amanda Manville, Communications Director with Kansas Soybeans, who joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.